Begin the current daf and start assuming daf kafei. Begin 10 lines down from the top of the Amid. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, there was a machlekes as we were talking about the topic of the payasas of the different lotteries. As our Mishnah said, there were four different lotteries that took place during the day. The first one was the Trumas Adeshin, and then there was the other ones. Now, there was machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. What were they wearing, the kohanim, during the time of the payasas? Were they wearing bigdei chayil? And the reason why they did that was because if they were in bigdei kodesh, then the ruffians, the rough kahanim, would just jump and do the avodah because they're already dressed, and therefore they were wearing bigdei chayil. Or were they wearing bigdei kodesh because if they're wearing bigdei chayil, then they might, in their haste, because they love to do the avodah, they might forget that they're not wearing the bigdei kodesh and quickly jump and do it, and therefore they're wearing the bigdei kodesh. So on the beginning of this Amid, with continuation of the previous daf, Rav Nachman tried bringing an araya to his opinion that obviously they were wearing bigdei chayil and only when the one who won the lottery, he then changed into bigdei kodesh. Now the Gemara continues on that and says, Amar Rav Sheshes says, he says, from where do I know? Where could I bring a proof to my raya? Although he had logic to his opinion, where could I bring a proof that they were mafias, that they were mapis, that they did the lottery when they were wearing bigdei kodesh already? So he says, the time like we learned the braisa. The Bryce says that Lishkas HaGazes, that was the chamber of the hewn stone, that was where they did the payasas, that's where they did the lotteries. Kemin Basilki Gedoy Lahaisa. This Lishkas HaGazes was a structure that was like a basilki, which is a high building on top of an elevated area. And Pius B'Mizracha, they would do the lottery in the eastern part of the Lishkas Beis HaGazes, which is that's where they gathered all the Kahanim in the circle, which it was on the eastern part of this Lishka. And Vizakin, the elder of the Bezin, who was organizing and told them how to go ahead and do the lottery, Yeshu B'Merabah, he was sitting on the western part of Lishkas HaGazes. Now, V'Hakahanim U'Kafin, the Kahanim who were on the eastern part of Lishkas HaGazes, they were circled around V'Imdin Kimin Buchlir, and they were standing in the form of a brooch. They had this, like, in a circle, basically. V'Hamamun Ba, now the one that was in charge of doing the lottery, he came. They took the hat of one of the Kahanim. So again, so you have the Zakan in the western part of this Lishka, you have on the eastern part all the Kahanim who came for the lot, and then they're in this one big circle, and the one in charge takes off the hat of one of the Kahanim, and then they know that from that coin is where the lots start, that's where they're going to begin counting the number, as we had explained in the first parak, that the one in charge would make up a very large number, and from the one he took off the hat, he would start counting 1, 2, and they had their fingers out, and they started counting. Now, the raya is as follows. Now, if you would think like Rav Nachman, that when they did the payasas, the lottery, then they were wearing their unconsecrated garments, mitznefes bebigdichel mi'ika, mitznefes is one of the dalad bigdei kohuna. Where would they have such a hat if not for the fact, Zog Rav Sheshes, that they were obviously wearing bigdei kodesh, and that's how he's able to take off the hat of one of them. So that's a right to Rav Sheshes. So on that, the Gemara says, there are hats that are chayil, and therefore it's not a right like Rav Sheshes. Could the Tanya Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda learned, v'item and some say Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, that this is brought later on in the third parak on the Aflamet Heyam at Beis, that the mothers of the Kahanim would make for their sons from their own resources, and would make like types of bigdei kohuna to show the beauty of their wealth and how well their craftsmanship were for the garments that they could make and how much they adore the mitzvahs. And there they taught that kohen she'asalo ima kesainis, a specific halacha related to this, that the Kahanim, that a mother made for him a tunic, he could do an avodah that's necessary for an individual, but not for the tzibur. And therefore, you see that they were bigdei chayil of their own mitznefes and kesainis that their mothers would make for them. And therefore, it's not a contradiction to Rav Nachman, because technically it could be that they're wearing bigdei chayil, and that's how they have a mitznefes, because it wasn't that of the hekdesh one, but rather that one of chayil that their mothers made for them. So I'm Abaya, parenthetically, Abaya says, Ishmam enough in this braisa, we hear the following two halachas. That first of all, Lishkas HaGaz is that this chamber of human stone, which is where they did the lotteries. Obviously, first of all, Chetzi B'Kodesh V'Chetzi B'Chol must be that half of the chamber, half of this area was in the sanctified part of the Beis HaMikdash and half of it was not. Vishmam, and another thing we hear from this is that Shnei Pesachim Hayulah, obviously there were two entrances for the Lishka, and that Echad Pesuch B'Kodesh V'Echad Pesuch B'Chol. And that obviously one of the entrances opened up to the sanctified part of the Azar, and the other one opened up into the unconsecrated area. As Abaya illustrates, says, the Isal G'day Techkul B'Kodesh, if you would entertain to say that this Lishkas HaGaz was totally in the sanctified part of the Azar, So then how could we say that the elder of the Bezin was sitting in the western part of the Lishka? But it was taught that in Yeshiva Bazar, no one is allowed to sit in the courtyard, as it says in the Pasuk Dvarim Yudches, La'amoid l'sharis ha'im dimshem l'fnei Hashem. You have to stand in the Azar. There's no sitting. El l'malche beis David b'alvad, except there's one exception for the kings of beis David that we find that they sat, as says a Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Vayaveh ha'melech David v'yeshev l'fnei Hashem v'yom me'anoichim mi'beisi. So we see that he sat, so that's a precedent that we only find by Malchus Beis David. But if it was all in Kaddish, how could he have been sitting if it was in the sanctified part of that Zara? Now, and if you would entertain that it was therefore entirely in the unconsecrated part of the Zara, but then Pais b'Mizracha, how'd they do the lottery in the eastern part? But Vabi'ina, but we need, as it says in the Pasuk, as the Gemara illustrated on the previous daf, Beveselikim Nahalach Beragish, that we need to have the payasas. The reason why we do the lotteries in four different times and not in one shot in the morning is because we wanted to make a commotion, Beveis Elekim. Now, if it would be in Chayil, and it's not Beveis Elekim, it's in the unconsecrated part. Velekin, therefore, wouldn't be there. Obviously, that this Lishka was half in the consecrated and half in the unconsecrated. So therefore, the Zilkan Bezin was sitting in the unconsecrated part, and the Payasas were taking part in the Beveis Elekim in the consecrated part. The second proof is v'isal k'daitach pesach echad yeshlan, that if you would think that there was only one entryway for this lishkas hagazes, and let's say upesuach l'kodesh, and if that one was open to the consecrated area, then zokin yeshiv b'merava, and still, how can the elder be sitting in the western part? And that is even if you're going to say that that was the half that was in the chayil part. However, but now we learn the Mishnah Ma'aser Shein that says halashaches habenuyas b'chayil. Even if you have a chamber that's built in the unconsecrated part, however, upsuches akodesh, its entryway, it opens up into the consecrated part of the Azara, teichin kodesh, that gives the internal area a sanctified halacha too. And therefore, how could he have been sitting if it's pesuach l'kodesh? Now, viso gedaitach pesuach l'chayim, if you're saying again that there's one door and, okay, it can't be pesuach l'kodesh, because then how could he be sitting, but rather that it's open l'chayim into the unconsecrated area, then pais b'mizracha, how could you do the lottery in the eastern part? And that is, even if you say that that was a consecrated part, but Ratnan, again, we learned over there in that Mishnah, that it says, Benuyas b'kodesh, even if something is built in a consecrated area, but Ubesucha Sechal, then opens up, its one opening is into the unconsecrated area, Teichencha, that gives the content, the area within, a Chol status. And therefore, how could they do the Piyasis? That means, even if it was built in the consecrated area, its halachic status is one as of chal, and therefore you're not doing the pious beveis lekim to be mekam beveis lekim nahalach beragish. Allah shemamina. So therefore, the Gemara concludes from this that shnei pesachim hayula. Obviously, besides the fact that half it was b'kodesh and half it was b'chayil, that obviously there were two entryways. Echad pesuch b'kodesh, one opened up into the sanctified area that was in the Mizrach where they would do the payasas, and ve'echad pesuch l'chol, and one opened up into the unconsecrated area that was the one b'marava, and that's how the Zokin Bezin was able to sit over there because it was open l'chol, and therefore that gives it the status of chol. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continue on the theme of this parak and the previous Mishnah is that of payasas of the different lotteries that took place there on a daily basis in the Beis Hamikdash. So again, the first pious, the first lottery was that of the Trumas Adeshin. Now the Mishnah says, HaPayas HaSheni. The second lottery that took place in the day are Mishaychit. There were a few different, there were 13 different awards that were given who is going to do different avodas. Was first of all, who is going to slaughter the Karban Tamid? Mizayrik. Someone else was who is going to throw the blood of the Karban Tamid? Mimedashin Mizbech HaPnimi. Who is going to clean out the top of the inner Mizbeach? Who's going to clean out the menorah? Who's going to bring up the limbs of the animal, of the Karban Tamid, to the ramp? Now, however, that one was split into six different kahanim. There were six different awards. And they are Haresh v'Haregel. That is, one kohen got to carry the head and the right leg. That was with one kohen. Then Ushtei HaYadayim and the two forelegs, that was with a second kohen. Then Ha'ukatz, which is the tail, Baharegel and the left leg, that was with a third kohen. Bahachaza and the breast, which that's the fat that faced towards the ground, and they would cut it off from either side without the top of the ribs. Bahagera and the neck, which was attached with it, was the trachea and the liver and the heart, that was with a fourth kohen. Bishtehadfanis and the two flanks, that was with a fifth kohen. V'akravayim, and the intestines, that was with a sixth kohen. So that part of the avodah of who won putting up the limbs on the mizbech, there was actually six different kohanim. Then there was v'hasoilis. Then there was the flour, that was the isarin, the isarin of the mincha, nesachim of the carbon tamid, came with that mincha of the flour, that was another kohen. V'achavitin, and that was the half of the isarin of the kohen gadol, which was brought with the carbon tamid every single day, which the pasuk says, machatzisa ba'biker. Half of that isarin was brought in the morning, and half was brought in the evening. And it says, al machavas b'shem etase, it should be made on the machavas pan, in oil, and that's why it was always called the chavitin, because it was made on that machavas pan. And v'hayayin. Finally, the last one was the wine, which were three lugin of the nesachim that were for the keves ha-tamid, that these were all brought with the carbon tamid. And shloisha asa kahanim zachubay, there were 13 kahanim that merited in this second lottery that was done there during that time, which were there was 13 different kahanim that got to play a role in this avodah. Again, six were from the limbs, and the remaining seven were from different avodahs. Amar ben Azai, lefnei Rabbi Akiva, mishum Rabbi Yeshua. So he comes to argue on one part of the Tanna Kamma, that the Tanna Kamma spoke about the limbs that were split up into six different kahanim. So that everyone agrees, it was split up into six different kahanim to carry the different parts of the animal up to the ramp, and then later was brought from the ramp up until the Mizbeach. However, the Tanna Kamma said it in a specific order, that that's how it was done. And that Rabbi Yeshua argues, and he says, derech hiluche, the way an animal walks when it's alive, how you carve, that's how it was brought on from the Karmat Tumet onto the Kevish. And the Gemara will explain this opinion and many other opinions that are quoted in the Brises and the Gemara that argue on the Tanava Mishnah. And the Gemara will explain also the Tanava Mishnah, why it gives that specific order of the head and the leg, and then the two forelegs, and then the tail with the left leg together, and then the breast with the neck, and then the two flanks, and then the intestines. Why is it in that specific order? So now the Gemara has the following question to clarify our Mishnah. That's the following question. K'shein mefaisin, when they do this, so we spoke about the first lottery, that was one of it, that's simple for the Trumas Hadeshin. Now by this second lottery, and also for the remaining two, l'avoid achas mefaisin, would they make one lottery? And that is, they would first decide, with the way they took off the hat, and then they would count that large number, they would end up by somebody who is going to be able to do the shechita on the Karmat Tamid. Then whoever merits to do the shechita, then they don't do another 12 lotteries, again make a number, then count the fingers. Rather, the kahanim that are on the right side of the one who just merited to do the shechita, then we say, okay, so the first one, you're the one that we landed on, you do the shechita. The one to your right, he does the zrika. The third one from you, he does the cleaning out of the inner mizbeach. The fourth one, he does the menorah, and so on, so forth. We only do one lottery, and then the next 12 just fall in line. Or maybe the Gemara is asking that for every single avodah, they do a lottery, and that is again they take out their fingers, and again they take a large number, and again they start counting. And then they land on someone, okay, we already did the shechita, now we're doing the zrika. And then they do again another lottery. How is it done? Is it one time, and then the 12 tears right, or is each one another lottery? So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring a raya from a Mishnah that we brought previously, that was in our Masechta, that Arba Payasas Hayisham. Says that there were four lotteries there during the day. Now, the raya is, if you would entertain to say that for every single avodah they would make a new lottery, that is, shechita has its own lottery, zrika has its own lottery, the cleaning out the inner mizbech has its own lottery, then tuvahava, then there was more than just four, there was many more, because even by the, quote, second one, there was 13 of them. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he says, no, that's not a raya, because hachi kama, what the Mishnah meant to say was, arba pa'amim nechnosin lahafes, four times during the day they gathered to do the lotteries. However, each and every time they gathered, each one had its own specific lottery. However, it's not a raya that there were only four lotteries. There were many more. But it just means that four times, like we said, we wanted to do it different times but to make a ragush, to make an excitement in the Beis HaMikdash. However, each one could be had its own lottery. Now the Gemara continues on Talmud Beis. So it says, Toshma, come in here, let's bring a different raya to this question. Bryce says, Rabbi Huda says, there was no lottery for the one that would bring the shovel. And that is, when they made the lottery for the Ketairis, as the Mishnah told us, that it would say, Chadoshim leKetairis, the ones that it's for their first time trying to get the chance to do the Ketairis, come and join the lottery. Now, the Ketairis itself, that avodah needed two kahanim. One had to bring the Ketairis the incense to the heichal and then burn it on the hot coals. And you need a different kohen to shovel coals from on top of the outer mizbeach and bring it into the heichal. And then he would put it onto the inner mizbeach to then burn the keteris on top of it, as the Gemara later on, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, explains from a pasuk that the coals that were always on the inner mizbeach were brought every single day from the fire on the outer mizbeach. Now, on that, Rabbi Yehuda says that they would not make a separate lottery for that kohen to bring the shovel with the coals. Elo, kohen shezachah beketoris, rather the kohen that he merits to do the keteris, to actually take the different samamonim and put it onto the fire, the coals that were on top of the mizbeach apnimi, oim lezeh she'ima, he would tell the kohen that was with him, in other words, to the right of him, he would tell him, zachah imi b'machta, merit with me, in other words, join me in my avodah of keteris, to bring the shovel full with the coals. So the Raya in the Gemara is, obviously, you don't make a separate lottery for every single Avodah, as we see that the one who won the Keteris would just tell the one next to him. So therefore, that resolves the question that it was only one person and then those on his right. That the Gemara says, no. Shani Machto Keteris, it's different by the shovel and the Keteris, where there you're right, you don't make a separate one for the shovel, because the Chad Avodah, that's essentially one Avodah, it's the Avodah of the Keteris. We just need two bodies, two people to do that void, and that's why we only make it for the guitarist and the one with him, because essentially it's one and it's like a tough at them. But when they're different avoidis, yes, we go ahead and make it separate payasas for each and every one, and therefore there's no raya. Igadadami, there was a version to the contrary to bring a raya from that braisa, and that is Davka machto guitarist the chada avoidihi. Oh, we see from that braisa that there is where Rabbi Yehuda said that you only make one lottery for the Keteris, and the one to his right comes along with him. You know why he picked Keteris and to say the Machta with it? Is because that is essentially one Avoida. And that's when Rabbi Yehuda said that then you don't make a separate one for the shovel. Avashar Avoidis Boye Pais, but the inference would be that other Avoidis, which are totally independent of the other Avoidis, it's just being done at the same time, but then we would make separate lotteries for all these different Avoidis. And that would bring a right to the contrary, that we are going to make 13 different lotteries and make a number again and recount again for each one, for the Shechita, for the Zrika, for the cleaning out the inner Mizbeach. And that the Gemara says, no, that's not a right either, to the contrary, because truthfully be told, could be that you make one lottery even for all the 13 that are not the same. So why did he pick just Macht and Keteris, which that would be almost obvious to say, because that is like with one Avoida. Now the Gemara says, no, because Macht is Tzuchale. He had to tell you the Chiddush of the shovel, that it's not its own lottery, even though why should it be any less? If anything, should be for sure Kol Shekein than the other ones, which even though they're independent, still you want to entertain that it was with one lottery. Is because Sogadai Dechamin, I would have thought to say, since the Avodah of Keteris is not so common, it's only two times a day, and that's because unlike other Karbanos, which we're talking about, the Zrika and the Shechita and bringing the limbs, there you could bring the Davis and the Dharm, there's so many Karbanos that burn the Beis HaMikdash, in contrast to the Keteris, which is not so common. Uma Atran, another element to the Keteris, is that it makes those Kahanim that are involved with it, makes them wealthy, as the Gemara says later on, Daf Chavav Men Aleph. And therefore, Niskin lo pais b'fnei, therefore would have entertained to make a separate lottery for the one that's bringing the shovel with the coals. Kamash Mulan. That is why he specified that even there, by the Machta and the Keteris, still, we're not going to make a separate lottery for the Machta, and we're going to make one lottery for the Keteris, and the one to his right gets the Machta, but therefore there's no Raya, and therefore, hypothetically, we could say that even by the other Avoidis, by let's say the 13 Payasis, by the Pious Cheney, that it could be we'd make one and all of them would just fall in place, those to the right. So, however, Tashema, the Gemara brings a clear proof now, the Tanya Reb Chiya, that as Reb Chiya taught in the Braisa, that he says clearly, Loy lechal Avoida v'Avoida mefais, and we would not make a separate lottery for every single Avoida. Elokoyin Shazacha betamin, rather, and we're talking about in reference to the Pious Hasheni, which is the second time during the day that they do the lotteries. One kohen would merit to do the shechita of the karma tamid, and shneim aser achav kahanim nimshachin imoy, and the 12 kahanim to his right would fall in place, and they would be drawn with him to say, okay, now he, the one to his right, does the zrika, the one after that, and we continue going through all the number 13 shemamina. Therefore, we have a clear proof in the brisa that it would be one, and we would just count the 12 to his right. Now the Mishnah said pious hasheni v'chulu, so it went through the different avodas that are necessary at that time, including the carbon tumet and all those which are ancillary to that. Now Ibailu had the following question: there was one avoda that wasn't mentioned, mi makabel. Who does the Kabbalah's Hadam of the Dam HaTamid? And that's because the Mishnah doesn't mention that as being a separate Kayin. So obviously, if we're not making a raffle for that person, or at least in line of who's going to be that one, obviously one of those 13 is doing the Kabbalah of the Dam. And the question basically is it the one right before Kabbalah or the one right after? And that is Shoichid Mekabel, is the one that does the slaughtering of the carbon, who then right after you slaughter, you receive the blood, he receives the blood? And the reason why I would say it's the Sheikhid is because the Amrit Zarek Mekabel, who the throwing of the blood is right after the accepting of the blood, that the one afterwards, he's the one that accepts it. But we wouldn't say that because Agav Chavivuse, because of the great desire of the Kohen who's throwing the blood, which is an Avoida that you do with the Mizbeach, Le Mekabel Lekulidam, we would suspect that he wouldn't receive all the blood because he's so excited to go, I want to go already, and he didn't finish accepting all the blood. However, the Gemara tells us later in the Memchesem and Aleph that one must receive all the blood. As the Pasuk in Vayikra Perek Dalet says, Ves kol dam hapar yishofech, that you have to accept all the blood of the par. So therefore, we would maybe assume that it's the Sheikhit that does the Kabbalah. Oidim, or maybe the Gemara entertains, Zarek Mekabel. Maybe we'd rather say that the one who throws the blood receives the blood. Diyamet Sheikh Mekabel, because if you say that the one who slaughters receives the blood, but zinin the shachid zar. But sometimes it could be that a non-kohen actually is slaughtering the carbon tamid, because the halacha is that shechita, although one would think that it is a navayde, it actually is kosher to be done with a non-kohen, and it's only from the receiving of the blood and on that is necessary to be done with a kohanim, and that's where the zar is possible. As the pasuk says in Mikra Perek Aleph, says v'shachar es ben habaka, he doesn't say who will slaughter the animal. And then it suddenly interjects with the term kahanim by the receiving of the blood. And that tells you that from the Kabbalah and on, that's a mitzvah of kahuna. So therefore, that the inference is that shechita, which is before, is valid to be done with a non-kohen. Therefore, maybe it wouldn't make sense to give the Kabbalah to the sheikhid, because many times it could be a non-kohen and he can't do the Kabbalah. So who does the Kabbalah? Is it the sheikhid or is it the zayrik? So Tashima, the Gemara brings a raya from the following braisa that Ben Katin, he was a kohen gadol, Asa Yud Beis Dad, he made 12 spouts, which would pour the water likir from the kir to where they had to do the kiddush daim regalayim before they did avoda. Now the reason why he added that he made 12 spouts was kadesh yu yud beis achav kahanim oiskim betamid, so that the 12 kahanim who are doing the avoda with the karmen tamid mekachin yadin regalayim vasachas, so that they all could do their kiddush daim regalayim at one time. So that because they're all in the rush to go do the avodah, so now that you have 12 spouts, they could all do it at the same time. Now the raya is as follows: if you would entertain to think that the one who slaughters the carbon tamid, he's the one that receives the blood, then talaser haver, then there are really 13 kahanim that need to do kiddush adam reglaim at the same time, and that is because we counted 13 avodahs in our mishnah that we made a lottery for regarding the carbon tamid. However, the one who does the slaughtering does not need to do Kiddush Daim Reglaim, and even if it's being done with a Kohen. The reason being is because since it is valid to be done with a non-Kohen, so it's not that type of service that requires Kiddush Daim Reglaim, even if a Kohen is doing it. Now, however, if you say that the one who's slaughtering it is receiving the blood, comes out that the Sheikhid, quote, who's also the Mekabel, needs to do Kiddush Daim Reglaim because of the Kabbalah. However, that's what the Gemara is asking, but that comes out that it's really 13, not 12. Because we only needed 12 because the Sheikh is not part of the equation. Because although there's 13 lotteries, but Sheikh doesn't need Kiddush Daim Reglaim, so we only needed 12 spouts. But if you're saying the Sheikh is also the Mekabel and Kabbalah needs Kiddush Daim Reglaim, so then we need to have 13 spouts, not 12 spouts. So the Gemara infers from here that Zarek Mekabel must be that the one who's throwing the blood, he's also the Mekabel, hence we still only need 12 spouts, because those 12, anyways, the Zerk is part of that, those from the equation of count of washing his hands and his feet from the kir, therefore only need 12 spouts because the Sheikh is not included. And therefore, he's also doing the Kabbalah, Shema Minah, so you could hear from there that the Kabbalah that we didn't mention, who does it? It's the Zerk who also receives the blood and then throws the blood. So Amalei Rav Acha, Bered Rav Ravash. He says, Avanan Namitinan. We also learned this as a matter of fact in the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid that says, Shachar HaSheikh, the one who would slaughter the Karmat Tamid would slaughter. Vekabel HaMekabel, then the one who received. Uvaloi Lizrik, and then he, Who's he going back on the Makabal? He would come to throw the blood. Shemamino, you could infer from there that the Makabal was the same person as the Zayrik, and therefore, again, we only needed 12 spouts because the Sheikhid only did the Shechita, and that doesn't require Kiddush, Yidayim, Viraglayim. Now the Gemara continues with that Mishnah, that Amar ben Azar lefnei Rabbi Akiva, he came to argue on the order of the Tana Kama, and that is, regarding the different parts of the limbs that are brought up to the Kevesh, to the ramp, we needed 6 Kehanim, and that everyone agrees that they were split up into these 6 different groups. However, there's a machlaikis that's brought in our Mishnah and many different opinions that the Gemara is going to bring from a Braisa regarding the order of who went first in that procession of bringing the limbs to the Kevesh. And as follows. Tarma, we learn in the Braisa. What is this opinion of Ben Azai that it says in our Mishnah that the way it's brought is the way an animal walks when it's alive? So on that, the Braisa says that Harosh, first the head comes first. And that's whatever's in the order of the animal comes first, and that everyone agrees, as we're going to see, all opinions hold, that the Roish, the Haregel, and the right foot, according to everybody, comes first, and the Gemara later is going to learn it from a Pasuk. So that everyone's going to say first. The remainder is what is in regards to the debate. And that is, so after the head and the right foot comes, then comes Hachaza v'Hager, which is the breast and the neck. Again, think in process of how an animal walks, what's coming next. Vishtei Yadayim and the two forelegs, Vishtei the Tvanis and the two flanks, Ho'okitz Varegel and the back of the animal, which is the tail and the left foot. And B'yesemir, he says a second opinion. He says, Derech Hefshete Hayakarv. The way it was brought to the Kavish, to the ramp of the Mizbeach, was the way it's skinned. Now, the way an animal is skinned is the reverse of how it walks, actually. In other words, it's skinned from its feet towards its head. So, Ketzer Derech Hefshete, what is that order of how it's skinned? So, Horesh V'Regel, that as we said, everyone agrees, first comes the head and then the right leg. But then we go from the back of the animal. Ha'okitz V'Regel, the tail and the left foot. V'shtei Tzvanlis and the two flanks. V'shtei Hayadayim and the two forelegs. And then the upper part of the animal, the top part, which is Ha'chaz V'Ager, which is the breast and the neck. Kivayimah, he says a third opinion. He says, Derech Nisuchi Hayakar. It was brought the way, the order of how it's dismembered. And that is after it's skinned, then they chop off limb by limb. And that Ketzer Derech Nisuch. And that the Bryce explains how is the order of how it's dismembered. Now, when they would chop off the pieces of the animal, they would give every single kohen the limbs, whoever merited to take whichever limbs to take. So they would give it to each kohen his pair of, or whatever he was carrying. And then they would all wait there until everyone would get their piece that were being chopped off. And then they would all together in the procession go towards the kevesh one after another. Now, again, the machlekes tanoim, no one argues how it was skinned. No one argues how the animal walks. No one argues how the animals were dismembered. Their machlekes is regarding the procession of the different limbs. How do they walk? In what order? That is what the machlekes tanoim is. And that one says the order of how it's chopped off. That's how they walk. The one says how it was skinned. That's how they walk. And one says how an animal was walking. That's how they walk. Now, not the Gemara, the Bryce is explaining in the opinion of Rebbe Akiva how is the order of how it's dismembered, which then he holds that's the order of the procession. The Horesh of Haregel, again, everyone agrees that's first. First comes the head and then the right leg. Ushtei Yidayim and the two forelegs, those were the first things to be chopped off. Hachaz of Agera, and then the next things to be dismembered, the breast and the neck. Ushtei Tfanlis, and then the two flanks. Vauketz Varegel, and then the tail and the left foot. Now the Bryce brings a fourth opinion. Rabbi Yisai Gliliyomer, he says, Derech Iluyei Harkarv. The way it was brought to the ramp was the most superior quality of the animal, of the different parts, they were the ones that were brought first. Now, Ketzer Derech Iluyei, what are the higher quality pieces of the carbon that were in quality to the most inferior that in that order? So again, everyone agrees, Horesh V'Regel, first came the head and then the right foot. Then came Hachaz of Agir, the breast and the neck. That was the best pieces of meat. Then Vishtei Hatfanis, then the two flanks. Then Vauketz V'Regel, then the tail and the left foot. And then Vishtei Hedaim, and then the two forelegs. There was four opinions of the Brisa. Now the Gemara asks on that last opinion that says that we're going in the order of Iluya of superior quality. So the Gemara asks on one of the orders that it says in this opinion. But Vauksiv, there's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, Kol nesach toiv, all good pieces of meat, yarech v'chasef, the thigh and the shoulder. Now, from that order, which is talking about an order of what was the good pieces of meat, it sounds like that the yarech, the thigh, which includes the regal, is better than the kusav, than the shoulder, which includes the defanis, which are the flanks. However, in the opinion of Rabbi Glili, it's quoted as saying that the two flanks came before the regal. So obviously that the kusav is better than the yarech. So why does the pasuk say yarech and then kusav? Now the Gemara answers, hahi bekhusha. The pasuk is talking about a lean animal. In a lean animal, there we say that the thigh is better because that's a stronger part of the animal, and therefore then it's going to be superior. However, in a regular animal that's not lean, then we say, like Rabbi Yosef Glili said, that the flanks are more superior than the legs, and that's why it comes first. Now, to understand the fifth opinion in regards to the procession of how they brought, which is the Tana of our Mishnah, Amar Rava, Rava says that, truthfully, Bein Tana Didan, that even the Tana of our Mishnah, who seems to be not like any one of these four opinions, truthfully, Ubein Rabbi Yosi, he's also the same like Rabbi Yosi. And that is, both opinions are Basi Iluy de Bishazlin. They're both going after the most superior pieces of meat. That's procession, whichever is the higher quality, they go first. However, the difference between them are is that Mar, the Tana of our Mishnah, Azal Basar Evra de Bistra. He goes after the higher quality piece of meat. In other words, the larger limbs. That's the first ones to come. Umar Azal, however, Rabbi Yosi, his opinion was Basar Shamna de Bistra. What we mean in the higher quality, Iluya, we're going after the fattier piece of meat. Those are the ones that come first. And therefore, they're both going after Iluya. The question is, are they going after the better pieces of meat, of the limb, or are they going after which one has the higher fat content? And that's where they differ in their opinions. However, the Nagud, the Gemara asks something that all the opinions assumed. My time is Salka Regal Bahadi Resha. Why is it that the right leg goes together with the head? And that the Gemara answers, Mishum Duresha Nefisha Biatzamis. The reason is because the head has many bones. And therefore, Kirva Regal Bahadei, so therefore the foot comes together with it. In other words, because it's not proper for it to be brought on its own, because it's not such a, not enough meat there. So hence it would come together with the foot. However, the Gemara asks another question related to that, but another thing that all the opinions assume, the Kuli Alma Mias, but however, all the opinions, no matter if they said that it go according to how it's skinned or how it's dismembered, but everyone agreed that Roish Karv Bereisha, the head was brought first, and together with the foot, as we said, because there's many bones, but why was it that the head was brought first? Minolan, where do we know this from? So the Gemara says, Tan, like, Linda Braisa, Minayin L'Roish U'Peder, Shekoid Min L'Cholivar. It's actually a pasuk. Where do we know that the head and the fats were brought before all the different limbs? So you have the fats with the head, and again, with the head came the right leg. So how do you know the head was brought first? So Tamalem, as it says, a pasuk in Vayikra, and this is a pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Alf, pasuk Yud Beis, that says, "Benitach Oisel in Sachav," that it should be cut into its specific pieces, "Ve'es Roshay ve'es Pidrei," and then its head and then its fat, "Ve'arach HaKoyin Oisem ala Eitzim," and then the Koyin should prepare them on the woods, Ashala Eish, that's on the fire, Ashala Mizbech, that's on the Mizbech. Now, the Brice explains, it says, it's Roshay ve'es Pidrei, it says its head and its fat, and only then does it say, Va'arach Derech Pepir, that sounds like that first comes the head and the fat, and then Pepir all the other limbs on the Mizbech, and that's how we know that the head comes before all the other ones. And again, we said the head comes together with the right leg because of the bones, and that's what every opinion said, those two first. However, the Gemara asks a different question. So that's why it says, Pedrei, together with Roshay in that pasuk, to say that they come first. However, ve'idach pedachrina, but regarding the other peder, in other words, there's another pasuk that says es anasachim, that the pieces of that were dismembered, that were cut up into the separate limbs, es haroish v'sapada, the head and the fats. And that the Gemara asks, and we continue the top of Chavav Manav, l'mayasa, what was the purpose of specifying, which we have all the nasachim, if the fats are also part of all the nasachim that were cut up, why do we say particularly in the pasuk the fats? And that is, although it specifies also the head, that the Gemara explains in Perek Shechitas Chulin Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, that was necessary. And the reason is because the pasuk tells us the hifshid va'archa, you should first skin the animal and then prepare it. So the Gemara there says that I would have thought to say that what parts of the animal are prepared on the Mizbeach, only those that were chopped off, that were included in v'hifshid, and that were skinned. How would I know to include even the head that was chopped off through the process of the shechita, of the slaughtering, and therefore wasn't there at the time of the skinning? That's why the pasuk had to tell you, esaroish. But the Gemara's question is, but the peder, regarding the fats, that's included in the other things that were skinned, and hence that's the Gemara's question, why was it necessary to write it specifically in the pasuk? I understand that other one was to tell you that it comes together with the head first, but then there's another pasuk that says it. Why does it specify it over there if it's included in all the other nesachim? Now the Gemara says, L'Katanya, it was necessary as it's taught in the Braisa, because it came to tell you the following halacha. The Braisa tells us, Ketzer Hayoisa, how would they bring the head up to the Mizbeach? Noisin esa peder abesa shchita. They would put the fats on top of the place of where the slaughtering is, and that's what we mean, that the peder was brought with the Reish. Umaleu, and then that's how it was brought up to the Mizbeach. V'zehu derech kovet shel malah, that's a way of honor that's proper for the shechina, for the king, for the melech malchim lochem, because since the beis hashechita, where it was slaughtered, is filled with blood of the head, therefore it's not proper of how it looks, and therefore that's what the extra peder of which Esther Reish comes to teach you, to say that we would put the peder on top of the Reish and bring it that way, so as to cover up the area where it was bloodied by the Beis HaShechita, and that's why it was necessary to say peder, not only in the other place, to say that the Reish and the peder came first before the other ones, but even to say that how did it come, it came with the peder covering the Makom HaShechita of the Beis HaReish.